Let's introduce you to a concept that we're going to be using on the Mindset Mentoring Program called No Wasted Days.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project Podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Gladazar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project Podcast. Now, we have upcoming, as I'm sure you're aware, through the podcast over the last few weeks, the Mindset Mentoring Program, which kicks off on the 3rd of July, so this coming weekend, this coming Sunday. The link is in the show notes, so if you go into there, or you can go into my Instagram, just Gladazar, all one word, and it will give you access to that program through there. Now, what is the program about? It's 8 weeks, 2 months, sounds like a fairly long period of time for us to focus down on the things that we want to achieve. So pick something in particular that you want to change. Maybe it's a habit that you need to change. Maybe it's some accountability that you're chasing. Maybe there's an actual goal that you're after. But come into the program with something that you actually want to achieve, that you want to get out of this program. That's step number one, because we need to know what we want. And it could be, as I've mentioned, it could be a trait about ourselves, or it could be a hard goal. So that's number one. Then you think about that we want to focus on this for 2 months. 2 months sounds like a long time. 8 weeks sounds like a long time. But here's the reality. It's 56 days. 56 days is not a huge amount of time. So my concept around no wasted days is that every single day for that 56 days, you must achieve something. You must have taken a step, at least one step, and you must be able to identify that step. So you'll keep a diary, you'll keep a journal, whatever you want to call it, and every single day, at the end of the day, you should be able to sit down and go, well, what did I do today to move me towards that? Now, let's talk about work-life balance, or, you know, that harmony, or that whole concept around, well, what about taking days off? What about recovery, which is one of our four pillars of the Solid Human Foundation? That's all great, but in this 56 days, I am still going to ask you to do something every single day for 56 days, no wasted days. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have your recovery and your downtime and you turn your phone and computers and social media and all those things off. It doesn't mean that you can't spend time with family and all of that stuff. It might mean as simple as 20 minutes on a Sunday, if that's your typical day of rest, 20 minutes that you listen to a podcast, 20 minutes or, you know, an hour, whatever the case may be, that you read a book. And it might mean that you get up earlier than everyone else in your household in order to achieve this thing. But every single day you must make a step, because that's 56 days. It's not that many days when you look at it over the course of a year and over the course of a lifetime. Now, where has this worked for me in the past? Well, whenever I find myself just, you know, you feel like you're kind of running on the spot, or you feel like you're kind of dragging your feet through quicksand and you're just not kind of getting anywhere, that's when I'll sit down and say, okay, well, every single day for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'm just going to write down something, at least one thing that I've achieved today that's moving me towards whatever it is that I want to do. So I don't want to have a day where I sit there and go, I literally didn't make a step forward today. And I just do this as a hyper-focused way of moving myself in the direction that I want to go. Now, I've got a lot of things that I'm really good at, skill sets around mindset, around my own personal belief systems, around confidence. You know, there are things that I'm really good at, but there are also things that I'm very, very poor at. And those things typically are things around administration, emails, the stuff that is just the boring, bogs me down, day-to-day stuff that I just don't enjoy. And so in order for me to even remotely stay anywhere near on top of it, and I'm certainly no master at this, but the only way for me to remotely stay anywhere near on top of it is every now and then to sit down and put focus time aside just to do that thing. And even then, I find myself procrastinating all of the time. So, you know, this is a way of me trying to get on top of an area that I know absolutely needs to be done. I know it provides value to the business. I just don't like doing it. And we've probably all got those things inside our life. So I'm going to ask people in the program to do that. But this is for those of you that may not be doing the program, and you might be looking, well, what's a benefit I can take away? Well, just give yourself a week or 2 weeks of hyper-focus. Give yourself a period of time where you say no wasted days. Give yourself a period of time where there are absolutely no excuses for you not to do something towards your goal. At the end of the day, I'm not asking you to give up life while you're trying to achieve something. I don't think that balance makes sense. But there are periods of time where absolutely you need to be able to discipline yourself in order for a longer-term game. So if you want the gain over the long-term, if you want the achievement over the long-term, how can you discipline yourself today and for the next week and not give yourself the story that I need time off? Because here's the reality. There would be hours every single day that we waste. Now, I use that term loosely because I think downtime is necessary. Watching TV or listening to music or just switching off is necessary. But there would certainly be a minimum of 20 minutes a day somewhere that you spend doing nothing, procrastinating, that you could replace for a shortened, hyper-focused period of time to make sure that you're making the moves that you want to move. Now, at the end of the day, it could be 20 minutes of exercise. If you're someone that just struggles with your health and fitness and you don't get yourself to the gym, that could be the thing for you. So just look at what could I do to get the most benefit to be moving myself towards something, and what could I do for a period of time? Let's make it a challenge of 14 days of no wasted days. For those of you doing the Mindset Mentoring Program, it's going to be 56 days, and you are going to notice a massive shift as a result.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.
Oh,